Hi, we're looking back on February 8th in 1960. Queen Elizabeth II announced that from that day forth, her family would be known as the House of Windsor, and her descendants would take the name Mountbatten-Windsor.
Although the contribution which any one person can make is small, it is real and important.
Remember this? It was on this day in 1983 that a massive dust storm hit Melbourne.
Lifted what topsoil was remaining on the land into the air and carried it hundreds of kilometres into the city. For the farmers, yet another heartache. And for the people of Melbourne, a graphic example of a drought many describe as the worst in living memory.
Birthdays, famous composer John Williams is 89. The Star Wars theme is amongst his greatest, which also include movie themes for E.T., Superman, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and many, many more. Actor Nick Nolte celebrates his 80th birthday today. He was in a string of hit movies through the 80s, including 48 Hours.
We ain't partners. We ain't brothers and we ain't friends. I'm putting you down and keeping you down until Gans is locked up or dead.
Mary Steenburgen is 68. Wonderful actress. She was in Parenthood, Elf, and Back to the Future 3.
The idea of falling in love with someone in a different time and having that be the complication.
One of the greatest authors of our time, John Grisham, is 66 today.
What's the firm came out, the Pelican Brief and the later books, A Time to Kill sort of got rediscovered.
You'll remember this hit from the mid-90s, singer-songwriter Joshua Catterson turns 58.
Jesse, paint your pictures about how it's gonna be.
And AFL great Big Bad Barry Hall is 44. The former Saint, Swan and Bulldog played nearly 300 games. Finally, one of the most memorable TV stars of all time was born on this day in 1968, Gary Coleman. The star of Different Strokes was just 42 when he died in 2010.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Remembering Gary Coleman on February 8th.